the lead story in the New York Times today. President Bush has decided American troops can carry out secret, unauthorized attacks on the territory of the U.S. ally Pakistan. That's formally a violation of international law.
There was a U.S. commando raid last week in what is called the tribal area. That's the region along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Militants there loyal to the radical Islamist Taliban hide in Pakistan and carry out their own raids over the border into Afghanistan. The U.S. overthrew the Taliban government in Afghanistan, which had shielded Osama bin Laden.
The Times story is reported by Eric Schmidt and Mark Mazzetti. Mark is with us by phone from the Times Washington Bureau. Mark, when and what exactly did President Bush decide?
Well, it was sometime in July when President Bush decided to authorize ground strikes into Pakistan, into the tribal areas. This came after several months of debate inside the Bush administration about whether to take this step. There had been a lot of frustration on the ground out in Afghanistan and in Pakistan among American officials that enough was not being done.
Now, Pakistan's military chief, General Kayani, said after this raid last week that Pakistan will defend its sovereignty at all costs. The American ambassador has been called in for a little chat. Pakistan seems pretty mad about this.
That's right. And there certainly the Pakistani government has been very critical of last week's raid. It is unclear whether some of this is just for public consumption and there are elements of the Pakistani government that have in fact not blessed the operation but have been notified and have signed off on limited strikes. It's very difficult to figure out at this point. What we do know is that officials in Washington have said that they are prepared to notify Pakistani officials after the fact, even in some cases before the fact, but they made it clear they're not asking for permission. They're only going to give notification.
You quote military sources who you have spoken with, or CIA sources, people very familiar with what is going on with these raids. Do they tell you how many more raids they plan, how substantial this is going to be? Because the problem along that border region is very, very substantial.
What we can gather, there are certainly there was a lot more planned similar to what happened last week, that they're drawing up targets of ground raids, and so in the next couple months you're probably going to see more of this. The argument they give for doing these ground assaults as opposed to just launching predator strikes is that ultimately the best way to get al-Qaeda operatives, maybe even get Osama bin Laden, would be to capture people on the ground and interrogate them and then lead you to their hires up, as opposed to just launching a missile and killing everyone in a compound.
Well, you do have some pretty good details about this raid last week, and I wondered about something. You said that the U.S. forces were flown out by helicopter, but you didn't say they were flown in by helicopter. It sounds as though they went in by ground, and they must have had pretty good intelligence on the ground, people watching this compound where the raid was carried out. You're talking about a pretty big operation on Pakistani territory.
The details that we put into the story were really a portion of what we knew. We were asked to withhold some of the details for sort of operational security reasons. But yes, I mean, there's no question that having a couple dozen commandos on the ground together with air power is a very significant operation, the likes of which has not happened on Pakistani soil, at least since 9/11.
Let me ask you something, Mark, about the way the New York Times played this story, the fact that the Associated Press is running very urgent stories confirming that the president has decided this. Isn't it self-evident from the fact that this raid was carried out last week that President Bush had approved this? I mean, did anyone doubt last week that the president had said this was okay?
One would assume that the raid last week wouldn't have been done over the objections of President Bush. I think that what we were trying to capture in the story today is that there is a approval for a kind of campaign for strikes, the likes of which we saw last week, and perhaps a lot more of them, that they've sort of crossed a line which they had resisted crossing for several years and which they had been debating for several months. And so I think there was some confusion last week about just exactly what happened and whether this was a one-off event, whether some people crossed into Pakistan on a, quote, hot pursuit mission, meaning that they were chasing people from Afghanistan into Pakistan and they were therefore allowed to go. We were trying to capture in the story today that this was a significant decision that was made in July and that we're going to see more of it.
Mark Mazzetti of the New York Times reporting from Washington. Mark, thank you.
Thanks very much.